It's now 2 o'clock.
Mike Johns.
The best music.
Good afternoon and welcome to Wolverine Sound, broadcasting to Wolverhampton and the West Midlands on 94.2 MHz VHF in mono. On the air between now and 7 o'clock this evening, this is Wolverine. Hope you'll stay with us right the way through till we close down. My name's Mike Johns, I'll be with you for the next 2 hours, and to get things on the way, here's Sharon Redd and her latest 7-inch, one called I'll Never Give You Up. Lady that was featured on Top of the Pops on Thursday, if you watch this. Young lady by the name of Sharon Redd for you there. A track called Never Give You Up. Get us underway here on Wolverham. 3.5 minutes after 2 o'clock, if you've just tuned our way, you haven't missed much, we've just come on the air. The first time in 1983, incidentally. We've been away for ages and ages, I know. Yeah, I think it's a good lot, 5 weeks since we were last on the air. Terrible stuff, what with Christmas and all that lot, you know, we sort of had to go away for a slight while, but anyway, this is Wolfram Sound. We'll be on the air regularly from now on, believe you me. There's a little bit of a quirk at the beginning, because we're supposed to be on every couple of weeks, you see, but because of other radio stations which have to broadcast in the area, we're going to be off for 3 weeks this time. It's all very complicated things. We will explain ourselves throughout the broadcast, believe you me. Anyway, on Wolfram today, well, the lineup of programmes is as follows. Between 2 and 4 o'clock, it's yours truly, Mike Johns, playing you the music and giving you the chat and what have you. There's no Andy Scott this week due to the fact that he's feeling a little bit under the weather, so Andy will be back next time, hopefully much refreshed from his break as such. And then between 4 and 5, it is, it's your local sales chart with Mr. Dave Jarvis. And let me tell you, it's a really fast chart now. Usually you find in the charts after Christmas that things start to slow down a little bit, but this time around, we've got loads and loads of new entries, and of course the Wolfram chart is one of the most up-to-date charts around at the moment, and of course not only that, but it's based on the record sales in your area. So Paul Johnson with The Gold Mine, and Golden Ole is mainly going back to the 60s this particular week. So that's your lineup of programmes for today, the 16th of January, 1983. It's weird trying to say that now, isn't it? I keep thinking it's 1982. Anyway, that's your lineup of programmes today on Wolfram.
Here it comes now, the latest sound around the...
Are you listening carefully? I'm going to attempt now to tell you the name of that band. It's their first single, I'm led to believe, and the music maestro, Mr. Dave Jarvis, told me to plug that one like hell because he reckons it's going to be a hit. Yeah, it's by a band called Kaja Gugu. I told you it was weird, didn't I? And that's a song called Too Shy. Apparently EMI are plugging that one to death. So watch out for that one in the charts of the not-too-distant future. Meanwhile, you just have to put up with listening to it on Wolfram, I suppose.
More music!
Yes, indeed. More music here on Wolfram. 94.2 MHz, VHF for Wolverhampton and surrounding areas. With you through until 7 o'clock this evening. Hope you stay with us. In the meantime, back up to date in the charts, that is, with Time, Clock of the Heart.
Oh,
Alice Coltrane for you there. A song called Time Clock of the Heart, in case you hadn't noticed. Wonder whereabouts that is in the local sales charts. You shall find out if you stay tuned to Wolverine, because Mr. Dave Jarvis will tell you sometime between 4 and 5 this afternoon. So if you want to know whereabouts Culture Club is in the charts, then you'll just have to listen, won't you? Yeah. It's 13 minutes after 2 o'clock here on Wolverine Sound, your own independent community sort of free radio station, broadcasting to you on 94.2 MHz with Mike Johns here behind the microphone. Right, now we go bang up to date into the new releases section of the programme today, with the latest single from a band called Blue Zoo that last had something out with Cry Boy Cry. We're in Wolverhampton at the Polytechnic in the middle of December. This is their new release.
Out of the blue, she came my way, taking me by surprise. Joining our hands, I placed a kiss. She held me hypnotized. We walked alone.
Blue Zoo for you there, a song called Loved One's an Angel. That's their new release. Like I say, Blue Zoo were at the Poly in Wolverhampton, what do you think, sometime in the middle of December, just about a week or two before Christmas, actually. I wonder if they played that one there. I didn't go, actually, due to the fact I was going somewhere else, all these parties that are happening around about Christmas. It's terrible, isn't it? Now then, for all you people that would like to get in touch with us right now, the best way you can do that, if you want to get in touch with us straight away, is give us a ring. And I've got news for you, because the phone lines are now open, and they'll be open right the way through until 4 o'clock this afternoon, OK? So from now on, right the way through until 4 o'clock, you can give us a ring, and the number is 66797, OK? That's Wolverhampton 66797, in case you're outside the area, and you're listening to Wolverine today and you want to give us a ring. The number, once again, Wolverhampton 66797. We look forward to receiving your calls right now. This was the first record, incidentally, we played on Wolfram when we came on the air with regular programming. Just thought you might like to know that, actually. Bugs Fizz for you right now. If you can't stand the heat, if you can't stand the heat, get out of the microwave. Yeah. This is Wolfram. It's 18 after 2. 66797 is the number to ring right now.
Thank you.
A band called Bugs Fizz for you there, and like I said about a month ago on Wolfram, if you took the first letters of their song, of their band's name, you know, sort of as in B and F, and swapped them around, what would you end up with? Yeah. Very old joke, yeah. I don't think anybody understood it last time. You didn't understand it this time, I know. If you did understand it, show how good you are and how clever you are. Give us a ring right now on Wolverhampton 66797. That will put you through straight away to Wolfram Sound's studios, and you can have a word with us, all right? Can't play any requests, though, due to technical difficulties, due to the fact that all the records have been locked up again. Yeah. Anyway, if you haven't got a phone and you're feeling a bit sort of despondent about the fact, then you can still write into us, you know, and the address is Wolfram Sound, P.O. Box 144, Wolverhampton. That's all you have to write. Wolfram Sound, P.O. Box 144 in Wolverhampton. If you've missed either the phone number or the address, then get yourself a pen and a piece of paper, or, you know, stick a pin in your finger and write it in blood or whatever, and I shall tell you in just a tick.
Mike Johns.
And that is my name, as if you didn't really want to know anyway. I know. Wolfram Sound, 21 and a half minutes after 2 o'clock, in about another 9 minutes' time, we'll be going back in time to the 60s with a 60s selection. Four tracks from the 60s with no interruptions from me. That's to look forward to at 2:30.
What?
Let's get it straight from the start, shall we? That's Kevin Rowland and Dex's Midnight Runners, a band which changes their name about each time they bring a record out. Have you ever noticed that? Last time they had a record out, it was under the guise of Dex's Midnight Runners and the Emerald Express. Before that, it was Dex's Midnight Runners. I don't know. What is this world coming to, I ask myself. Right then, have you got your pens and bits of paper ready? You haven't? Well, tough if you haven't, because I did warn you. If you'd like to drop us a line, the address once again is Wolfram Sound. Okay, you got that? Wolfram Sound, good. Right, okay. P.O. Box 144, that's Post Office Box 144. And all that is in Wolverhampton, okay? And I should think the GPO will be able to find out where it is if you just write that, but if you'd like to sort of give them a bit of an easier job, then put the postcode down. It's WV3OUL. Once again, PO Box 144, Wolverhampton, WV3OUL, and of course all that is in the one and only West Midlands.
Memories are made of hits.
Oh, first mistake. Wrong jingle, never mind. Oh. Proves that this is active radio, doesn't it? That was supposed to be playing the music super hit disco style, never mind. I shall shoot the cartridge, I think. This is Grandmaster Flash for you right now. That, as if you didn't know, was the Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five. Sounds nothing at all like The Message, but there you go. That's their new release, one called Scorpio. Flashing back to yesteryear. That's my excuse, you see, for playing the wrong jingle, never mind. Now, in case you don't know what jingles are, those are those sort of weird things that make weird noises and tell you who we are. You know, the sort of thing that goes like this.
Mike Johns!
That's a jingle, you see, which tells you what my name is. But of course, I put the wrong one in the machine, didn't I, earlier on? Well, in one of the machines, we've got a number of these little machines scattered around the studio. Mistakes do happen, you know. Accidents do happen. I mean, nobody's perfect. There's a Dalek's head climbing off the dustbin. Yeah, that's an old one. Wolf and Sound, 94.2 VHF FM. 66797 is our phone number. Please give us a ring right now if you want to request or dedication for the next time that we're on the air. We'll get the records out then, you see. Or, of course, you can drop us a line at PO Box 144 Wolverhampton. And but, of course, we'd appreciate it if you can give us a ring. Let us know what the signal's like. And one person who did that was a certain guy by the name of Mr. Morris Walker, who's a regular listener to stations like Wolfram. And he resides in Hales Owen, so he's quite a fair distance away, really, from our transmitter site. And he says that we gave him a fairly good signal. And he says, although you announced that there was a parallel outlet on 242 metres medium wave last time you were on the air, I heard nothing on this frequency, he says. Ah, well, the reason for that, this is embarrassment time again, somebody vandalised our aerial, you see, and we don't think it got up too well, you see, when we tried to repair it at the last minute, and so 242 metres didn't come on the air, and not only that, but we had an equipment failure on the medium wave transmitter, but never mind. It's not on the air this week, incidentally, so if you're tuning on to medium wave, you will not find us there, because we ain't there, okay? Apologies for that, but we will do our best to get it on for you in about 3 weeks' time when we're next on the air, all right? Okay then, I haven't played any music like this for ages on Wolfram, so I suppose I better do right away. John Cougar, of course, had a big hit with this in America. He's done absolutely nothing around here so far. A song called Jack and Diane. What happened to Jill?
About Jack and Diane, two American kids growing up in the heartland. Jackie gonna be a football star. Diane's debutante backseat of Jackie's car. Sucking on chili dog, outside taste freeze. Diane sitting on Jackie's lap, got his hands between the knees. Jackie say, hey Diane, let's run off behind the shady trees. Dribble off those Bobby Brooks, let me do what I please. Say, oh yeah, life goes on long after the thrill of living is gone. Say, oh yeah, life goes on long after the thrill of living is gone. The walk on. Jacks his back, flexes thoughts for the moment. Scratches his head and does his best James Dean. Well then there Diane gotta run off to city. Diane says, baby, you ain't missing nothing. Jack say, oh yeah, life goes on long after the thrill of living is gone. Living is gone.
So let it rock, let it roll. Let the Bible belt come and save my soul. Hold on to 16 as long as you can. Change is coming around real soon, make us women.
Jack and Diane, two American kids doing best they can.
That's John Cougar for you there, a song called Jack and Diane, and like I tried to say at the beginning, I wonder whatever happened to Jill. Think about that one. It's not that difficult, come on. It's Wolf and Sound, 94.2 VHF. 66797 is the number to ring right now, of course, if you'd like to speak to somebody and let us know how well we're reaching your particular part of the world, okay? And it's not going to be a very big part of the world because we only broadcast to Wolverhampton and the West Midlands. Anyway, I did promise you a 60s selection. Now, what the 60s selection entails this particular week is four records back-to-back with no interruptions from me, okay? Nice golden oldies for you in just a moment. We'll be right back.
flashing back to yesteryear.
If you're going to San Francisco, be sure to wear some flowers in your hair. If you're going to San Francisco, you're gonna meet some gentle people
to have lost my love today. All of my dreams have blown away. And so forgive me
if I say to you, my friend, that I ain't got no pity for you. For I ain't true. You see, I lost my
your troubles, I've got mine. You've got your troubles, I've got mine.
Everybody's gonna jump for joy. All the pigeons gonna run to him. Come on without. Gets here, everybody's gonna wanna doze. Come on without.
I don't do the
Right then, as promised for you right there, there were four tracks all in all from the 1960s, of course, the era of miniskirts and flower power and what have you, and it looks like it's all coming back all of a sudden with bands like the Maze and Nets. Did you see them on Top of the Pops? Too risky. Never mind. Anyway, let's see. What did you hear? Well, first of all, you heard San Francisco. Maybe sure wear some flowers in your hair. Yeah, okay. Scott McKenzie. That was a number one for him on the 12th of August, 1967, would you believe? 2 days after that, something really nasty happened. They went and closed down all these nice little radio stations, didn't they? And they're still doing the same today. Never mind. Anyway, I ought to play that record for Brian Stewart because he was stopped by some Hare Krishna-type guy in Wolverhampton and he gave him this book all about Hare Krishna. Anyway, after that, I'm sidetracking here. After that, 1965, The Fortunes, You've Got Your Troubles, and I've Got Mine, yes. Ours is called the GPO, no. And then after that, a number one in February of 1968 for Manfred Mann, a song called The Mighty Quinn. And finally, 1964, Go Now, and indeed they did, The Moody Blues for you. Right, as if you wanted to know all that, yeah. Anyways, Wolfram Sound, don't forget, 66797 is our phone number to ring if you would like to say hello to anybody on the station and let us know what's going on in your particular part of the world, because we do like to know what's going on. And if you've got any events which are taking place in the Wolverhampton area in 3 weeks' time or after then, and you'd like some publicity, or if you're a charity that needs some help in any small way, then we can do our part here on Wolfram. All you got to do is drop us a line and give us all the details about your events or your charity or whatever you're doing in the area, and you know, it is important that you tell us as much as possible, because then we can tell the people of Wolverhampton, can't we? If you'd like to send your information to Wolfram Sound, PO Box 144, Wolverhampton, WV3OUL, then we will be most pleased to help you out in whatever way we can. Once again, the name of the station, Wolfram Sound, PO Box 144, Wolverhampton, in the West Midlands. Right, if you're a new listener to Wolfram, we haven't been on the air for long, you might have seen this little thing that was in the New Musical Express on Thursday. They ran an article on all these little, what is so-called, pirate radio stations. Of course, we are a free radio station, as we like to call ourselves, and it gave you a whole rundown of stations in the whole country, and there were two stations included for Wolverhampton, of course, UK Radio and Phoenix Radio, two stations which we're closely involved with, and of course we weren't in there because we've only been on the air about a month or so. Nobody knows about us. Ain't that a shame? Anyway, back to the music right now. It's just before 12 minutes before 2 o'clock. Don't forget, at 2 o'clock, there is no Andy Scott this week because he's ill, so it's me again. Anyway, we'll carry on right now with Let's Forget by a band called White and Torch.
Let's forget. Let's forget. Oh, what the hell, not now. I'm feeling so. Monday brings the shame, don't let it show. It's good to see you. Oh, what the hell, I think I've seen this before. You know me.
Remember, I'll make it easy.
Let's forget. Don't make me love. Let's forget. You always do. It's just, but not quite sure. Don't make yourself at home. Here's the door. We never wrote in rhymes. Why stop now? I think I've seen this before.
Thank you.
That's a couple of guys who have formed themselves a little bit of a band there. They call themselves White and Torch, and that's another one of these sort of 60s revival type things called Let's Forget, and that sounds to me rather like... Oh, let me think. What's the name of the band now? Never mind. I'll try and remember a bit later on. I'll get myself into this awful mess every now and again. And anyway, that's a rather nice one there. Roy White and Steve Torch together there. Doing rather well for them at the moment, I do believe. Getting a lot of play on the radio, and Wolfram is no exception. We'll do anything on this station, you know.
Mike Jones!
Okay then, it's Sing Along with Spandau time right now. Are you ready? Come on, let's hear your vocals. Oh, come on, you can do better than that. That's more like it. Spandau Ballet for you right now, a song called Lifeline. Spandau Ballet for you there, fading away into the distance. And a song from them called Lifeline. I've been looking in the papers today, you know, and there's a little thing, that guy Bruce Forsyth, you know, not on this game, yeah, he's got married again for the third time. Apparently he's married his former Miss World girlfriend in New York yesterday, would you believe? It's hot news this, you know. His first wife said about the marriage that she was absolutely delighted. Apparently the ex-dancer Penny, who was married to Bruce for 20 years, said in London that she hopes the 55-year-old star of TV and what have you will get on very well with his new bride. Now then, a new... get your teeth sorted out, Michael. Right. His new wife is a girl by the name of Winelia Merced, who's 25 years old, so that's an age difference of 30 years, but who's that between friends? She hopes that those two will be very happy indeed, anyway. Penny, who has three grown-up daughters by Bruce, said, "Our relationship has been very good for the past 12 months." Well, I thought when I saw that, if their relationship's been pretty good for the past 12 months, what's he doing marrying a former Miss World? Anyway, who am I to sort of Go on. Anyway, apparently Bruce told her that he was getting married, and the whole family is pleased about the thing. Yesterday's ceremony at a hotel in New York was Bruce's third marriage. After splitting with Penny, he was, of course, wed to Anthea Redfern, the hostess of Generation Game fame. And he met his present wife, who's been married to now for a day, in Puerto Rico, would you believe, 7 years ago after her triumph in the Miss World contest. I bet he was one of the judges, you know. Always thought these things were fixed, you know, it's all a question of who the judges like, you know, they think, well, you know, if I give you 10 points, will you go out with me? Gossip scandal, I know. Going back in time just a little bit before Spandau Ballet was in the charts, actually. The classic of 82, a band called UBG, or ABC if you prefer. This is All of My Heart.
Once upon a time when we were friends, I gave you my heart, the story ends. No happy ever after, now we're friends. Wish upon a star if that might help.
I wish these records would not die on me like that when I'm least expecting it. That was ABC for you there, or ABC, as I try to say, and a song from them called All of My Heart. It's all from sound on 94.2 MHz VHF in glorious mono, because we can't afford stereo on this station, you know. It's 66797 if you'd like to give us a ring. Don't forget about that number, 66797. We look forward to receiving your calls, or of course you can write to us, you know. PO Box 144, Wolverhampton will reach us. Wolfram Sound, PO Box 144 in Wolverhampton. Do drop us a line or give us a ring. We'd like to know that you're out there giving us a listen. It's no point in us sort of carrying on doing all this trudging across snowy fields and what have you to put this radio station on the air, because that's what happened last time, you know. We were on this field, or in this field, should I say, getting rather cold and it was really nasty, but anyway, we made it. It's All From Sound with none other than myself, and if you're wondering who I am, I'll let this little piece of tape tell you.
Mike Johns.
And I think I've rabbited on for long enough. It's Wolf and Sound with Mike Johns. Yes, you all know that now. But I'll tell you what we'll do right now.
Let's go with music.
With a band called Blancmange, or Blancmange if you want to pronounce it correctly. And their last offering. You see them on the tube a couple of weeks ago. I do believe it was, what was it, New Year's Eve, wasn't it? Yeah. I haven't seen the tube for ages. I've been too busy on Friday nights. Lunch for you, a song called Living on the Ceiling.
You keep me running round and round, well that's alright with me. Up and down, I'm up the wall, I'm up the bloody tree. That's alright with me, yeah, that's alright with me. Well it feels alright to me, yeah, it looks alright to me. And I'm so tall, you raise me and then you let me fall. And I'm so small.
After 3 on Wolfram, 94.2 MHz of VHF. Don't forget, if you'd like to give us a buzz, the number to ring right now. The phone lines are open for just another hour, okay? Then give us a ring right now on 66797, 66797. We look forward to your calls. In this hour of the Mike Johns programme, incidentally, there's no Andy Scott this week, so if you just tuned in expecting to hear Andy, I'm sorry, but he's off ill today, so there's no Andy Scott. You've got to put it with me instead. In the hour right now, it's yours truly, Mike Johns. We're taking a look at the newspapers today. Of course, those wonderful things, the Sunday papers. And I spotted one article, that coup stark, yeah, she's been doing it again. This time, she's called Super Coup. The girl has the punch of a heavyweight boxer, the power to throw a man into a canal with one hand and the ability to fly like Superman. Yes, this is the new image of Coo Stark in her latest film, Superhero, which is currently on show nationwide with the Burt Reynolds film, The Best Little Whorehouse in Texas. But this time, Prince Andrew can safely take the whole film home to mother, because it's all done in the best possible taste. Yeah, she keeps all her clothes on in this movie, which is definitely a used certificate, would you believe? Apparently, she's the all-conquering heroine of Superhero. She runs a comic book shop and drives a flashy car the size of a bus. Oh, She flies to the rescue when a young motorbike messenger is set upon by street hoodlums. Yes, Q26 was chosen out of 20 young US actresses in London to play the part. "We wanted an American girl," said the producer, "not someone with a pretend American accent who was attractive and athletic enough to do the part and also do the fighting at the end and swoop off to the sky." No, that's what producer Brian Eastman said. I don't know. I was thinking, actually, there's a little photograph of her in the paper as well, and I was thinking, you know, sort of putting a little badge on her, you know, Prince Andrew was here, but I decided that that would definitely not be in the best possible taste.
Howdy-ho, baby.
Howdy-ho. Yes, it's Kool and the Gang, with a record that hasn't been doing too well for them, Heidi-High. Minutes or so, okay? Just coming up to 9.5 minutes after the hour of 3 o'clock. Mike John's behind the microphone. Looking at the newspapers, and of course the big headline overnight and this morning, of course, was a story of the police who shot an innocent man. Apparently, the man fighting for his life last night with 5 bullet wounds is named as Stephen Waldorf, a 26-year-old freelance film editor. A friend of Stephen's distraught parents said last night, "As far as the family is concerned, the police appear to have acted as judge, jury and executioner." Last night, the third person in Stephen's minivan, which was fired at by the police last night, the guy who fled during the shooting was named as Lester Purvey and not David Martin, the 35-year-old dangerous fugitive police thought they had cornered. And last night, Scotland Yard refused to explain why their marksman shot first. And, of course, it's rather a disturbing headline there. On the front page of the Sunday People, it's written down here as bloody blunder, and it certainly seems to be that as well. And I sometimes wonder, what is this world coming to with things like that? And now for all Barry Manilow fans, because we're not going to play any, have a bit of Dionne Warwick, All the Love in the World.
Oh,
Dionne Warwick for you there. A lady that can never seem to get her name pronounced properly by most people on the radio. And also, I would like to know, are those her real teeth? I don't think they are. Makes Esther Anderson look normal. Oh, I'm being nasty, you know. That's her second recent hit, of course. Find out whereabouts it is in the local sales charts with Dave, who will follow me in a few minutes' time. Well, when I say a few minutes' time, actually, I mean sort of 47 minutes' time, OK? Well, nearer 46, OK? Because it's 14 minutes after the hour of 3 o'clock here on Wolf and Sound, your local free radio station on 94.2. We're going right the way through until 7 o'clock tonight. Hope you'll stay with us. We've got loads and loads of good programmes lined up for you. I shall tell you about them, shall I? You really want to know? OK, then. We've got the local sales chart coming up after me at 4 o'clock through till 5. Brian Stewart between 5 and 6 with some new releases. And then it's Paul Johnson with a goldmine between 6 and 7. Then we go off the air. That's your lineup of programmes on Wolfram. Here's ABBA, Under Attack. After 3 on Wolfram. That's Under Attack for you there from ABBA, a song which could be dedicated to us because we're always under attack. Beacon Radio don't like us, neither do the GPO, never mind. Now then, I must admit to one thing right now. On, let me think now, Friday night, I actually went to see that film, E.T. Oh, it's really brilliant, it really is. The only thing is, if you haven't been to see that film yet, and there's not very many of you that haven't, I'm sure, but if you haven't been to see it yet, I thoroughly recommend that you take at least two boxes of Kleenex tissues with you, because if you don't, you'll get drowned, because I was sort of sat near the front, you know, and there was this girl behind me, and she was crying her eyes out, and I thought, any minute now, I'm going to get a wet neck. Oh, it's such a funny film as well, actually. In fact, I thought it was more funny than sad, really. But anyway, I shall not say anything, otherwise Steven Spielberg might have a go at me. And incidentally, there's a thing in the paper, actually, about E.T. Thousands of E.T. souvenirs, which are potentially dangerous to children, are being sold in stores throughout Britain. The heads of the two-inch plastic trinkets, all officially approved models of Steven Spielberg's lovable alien creation, snap easily. This leaves a sharp splinter edge, which a London Trading Standards officer described as a real hazard to small youngsters. They could be cut or choked if the youngsters were to chew on the heads. The models, which are made in Taiwan, retail at 99p each, and the manufacturer says, "I don't consider them a danger. We've sold thousands of these items as jewellery and not had one complaint." Well, the point is, of course, it's when you do have one complaint, when somebody dies, that things start to get nasty. Anyway, I don't know, this E.T. thing, you know, went into the cinema and we immediately got fobbed off with all these little souvenirs and what have you, you know. Didn't buy any, he lied, no. Don't forget that our own E.T., Paul E.T. Johnson, because his neck goes up and down just like E.T.'s does, honestly. He's coming along between 6 and 7 tonight. He's an hour later than usual because Brian Stewart's here, you see, this week. And don't forget, of course, if you want to know what E.T. speaks like, then just listen to Paul, because his voice actually sounds a bit like E.T.'s. I shall not go into it any further. In fact, I shall get back into the music.
More music!
All right, we should go back in time right now. With a band called Foreigner, two in a row from Foreigner right now. First from them, one called Cold as Ice.
You're as cold as ice. You're willing to sacrifice our love. You never take advice. Someday you'll pay the price. I know. I've seen it before. It happens all the time. You're closing the door. You leave the world behind. You're digging for gold. You're throwing away.
Yesteryear.
In a row for you there, Foreigner Waiting for a Girl Like You, and before that, 1978 I do believe, I shall have to check on that in just a moment, one from an LP of theirs called Cold as Ice. In fact they were both from LPs, you know, the first track you heard, Cold as Ice, was from Foreigner, and Waiting for a Girl Like You came from their LP4, so now you know, right. It's Wolf and Sound on 94.2 with Mike Johns behind the microphone. 27 minutes just gone after the hour of 3 o'clock, and I hope you will stay with me through until 4. And of course, after that, between 4 and 5, we've got the local sales charts with none less than Mr. Dave Really Jarvis, okay? Right now, I've been reading in the paper that the BBC television weathermen have been looking gloomier than usual of late. Apparently, why they're doing this is that they're a bit worried about the choice of bright and breezy Francis Wilson to do the weather spot for the Beeb's Breakfast TV, you know, B team instead of E team, which starts, of course, on Monday, tomorrow. Hope you're going to get up bright and early to watch that. I'm not. Apparently, the present weathermen are all civil servants from the Met Office, and they're a bit worried about Francis Wilson, who has a more light-hearted approach, who wears casual clothes and talks of fluffy bits rather than isobars. As I look out of the window, there's quite a few not-so-fluffy bits out there. It's a bit grey and overcast. It's quite warm, though. A little bit breezy. Haven't got the actual weather forecast on Wolfram, because I couldn't find it. Never mind. In the meantime, take a listen to a golden classic. That's the year of 1978 right now. Joe Walsh, apart from the Eagles, of course, for this one LP. And a song called Life's Been Good.
I have a mansion Thank you.